Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Good afternoon, everyone. So nice to have you listening and tuned to our way today. We have a special guest. Giff Briner and I are happy to have Rick and Jolene Pickens. They are the communications pastors at Life Center Ministries in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It is a great church, and these are some great pastors. They've been there for maybe 15, 16 years. And Rick is famous for his unconventional storytelling. So we're excited about it. Rick, welcome to WPFG and storytelling. I'm fascinated. What are you going to do?
Well, thank you, Dave. I'm so thrilled to be here. I want to share the story of Esther. Recently, I recorded this story in front of a group of people at a church, and it just tells the story of Esther from the perspective of each one of the people in the story. King Ahasuerus, Esther is part of the mix, of course, her cousin Mordecai, and we started all off at a 7-day party event that Ahasuerus is throwing right in his court.
I am fascinated to hear it, so let's go.
Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, baby, I'm feeling it now. Day 7 of a party, whoa! Feeling no pain. Oh, this is fabulous. Enjoy yourselves, people. Plenty more in the back. Oh, Haman, this is fabulous. This is the greatest party I've been. Hey, right back at you, baby. Oh, Haman, this is fantastic. This is the most primo party that I've ever thrown in my whole reign. You know what? The only thing that would make this puppy just a little bit better is if my lovely queen, Vashti, was out here. Man, I could parade her up and down here. All the guys would think I was one bad dude after seeing her beauty. Hey, Haman, go get her. Oh, this is gonna be fabulous. Well, hey, you, take that gold cup out of your pocket. It's not a freebie, it's not a door prize. All right, Haman, great. Where's Vashti?
Well, your majesty, I went to get Queen Vashti, and she wanted me to send a message back to you.
Okay. I'm all ears. Go ahead.
Well, the message is, to your request for her to join the party, is no way, Jose. She.
Oh, that's cute. She. Wait a minute. No way, Jose. She can't tell me no way, Jose. I'm the king. I rule this place. Go get her.
Your Majesty, I do have a suggestion.
You better have a good suggestion, because I can't be out here in front of all my compadres and my wife. Do you know what they'll think? They'll think I don't have any control over my woman. My kingdom will fall apart. Women all over this kingdom will be telling their husbands, no way, Jose. How's that gonna look on me? Party's over.
Well, Your Majesty, yeah. So, what I was thinking was maybe you should get rid of the queen.
Get rid of the queen. You mean, oh, get rid of the queen. Hey, then I wouldn't have a queen. What are you, insane?
No, no, Your Majesty, listen to this. It's certainly groovy. You could have a beauty contest. Yes, a beauty contest. And invite all the lovely ladies of your kingdom to come and vie to be the queen.
Vie? What are you talking about?
They would compete, a competition, to be the queen, as with you as the king.
Well, beauty contest sounds kind of like beauty contest. Hey, could we have that competition thing where they do like talents and stuff like that, fiddle playing and juggling and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Well, let's do it then. Party on, dudes!
Do 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 yeah da 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 dee, 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 da 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 da.
Esther, sweetheart, honey, darling, it's me, Mordecai, your cousin. Huh? Okay, I'm just gonna sit down right. Oh, the paper, lovely. The paper. I love to read the Persian Times. Oh, look at that. Queen Vashti has disappeared. A beauty contest. A beauty contest to find another queen. Esther, she's beautiful. She could be queen, and she's my cousin. That wouldn't be bad for me, baby. Esther, honey, sweetheart. I got something for you, sweetheart. Come here. You come, trust me. I used to work down at the palace. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Now come here. You're beautiful. You're lovely. You are gorgeous, baby. Now, here's what I want to show. Come here, look. Right through these doors right here. See? That guy right there? Hige. Right at the back. He's the keeper of the women. Got the guy clapping his hands just like this. Like whatever he's doing. Go right back there. He'll take care of the honey. You can be queen. Oh, you'll be a great queen, baby. Go. Go. Go, baby. Right. The guy clapping his hands. Yeah, that's him.
Come on, ladies. Let's go. I have a lot on my schedule. Oh. Sweetheart, put down that Twinkie. It is not going to help you one bit. Let's, come on. Come on. I have got things to do. We have got to get you people registered. Okay, here we go. His first, Broomhilda the Hun. Look, ah! Oh, honey, I am so sorry. Esther.
I have not seen bone structure like that in a long time.
You are beautiful. I'm gonna help you win. This is some oil. It seems like a small container, but it's 6 months of oil treatments. Beautiful, lovely, all over you. There you go. And some lovely scent. It's actually the king's cologne. He loves it. Trust me. Put it on there. Rub it all over you. You'll be, I hope you win. I hope you win. I hope you win. Oh. Okay, next. Hey, Tevye. Tevye, my old friend, you would not believe what is going on if I told you. Do you have any idea what is happening, Tevye, right now? Do you know?
It's none of my business. I'm minding my own business. Don't throw your stuff on me.
Come on, Tevye, it's Esther. She's gonna be queen. It's gonna be fantastic.
I'm minding my own business.
Ooh, Tevye, who are those characters over there? They look like they're up to no good.
Can you not hear what I'm saying to you? I don't care what they're doing. I'm minding my own business.
Well, I'm going to mind that business. They look like they're up to no good.
I hate the king!
Yeah, I hate him too.
Oh, I mean, I really hate the king. I really hate the king.
I really hate him too.
No, I mean, I hate him so much that I'd like to murderize him. Yeah!
Yeah, I'd like to murderize him too.
I got an idea. I got an idea. You know how he's always telling us, open the door, and we gotta run over there and open the door. And then he's always saying, close the door, and we gotta run and close it. I hate it. But I got an idea. The next time he says, open the door, we'll go over and we'll open it, all right. But then when he says, close the door, we'll wait till his melon gets right there. Right there in the jam. And then we'll wham, wham, wham. Wham.
Oh. Gee, won't that hurt the guy?
Yeah, it'll hurt him. It'll murderize him. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Tevye. There's a plot to the king. Tevye, they're trying to kill the king.
You don't hear so well. I said I'm minding my own business. I don't want to hear about your stuff.
Okay, I got to find him. Oh, Officer Leach. Officer Leach.
Wait, me boy. Well, if it isn't Mordecai, and how have you been, boyo?
Oh, Officer Leach, I'm doing fine. Everything's doing great except this one thing. There's a plot to kill the king. And Officer Leach, I want to tell you about it, but maybe we can work together, you know, like old times and kind of undercover, and you'll get the collar.
Well, boyo, that would be fine. I want to do that. It's been a long time since I worked with you, but right now I've got a job to do. You see, Haman is coming right down the road right now, and I've got to perform some crowd control. So you'll be excusing me.
Okay, oh, this is going to be great. Okay, Tevye,
what are you doing? You bowing to this guy? Tevye, come on. What are you doing down there?
This is my business, and I'm minding it. And you would do good to mind it, too.
I'll tell you what, I am not going to bow to no Haman, no how, Patui. That's what I... Oh, sorry, Officer Leach. Sorry. I'll get with you later.
I am not bowing to that guy. He can come right through here. I ain't bowing.
Bowing. Bowing, oh yes, bowing. Not bowing.
Mordecai is not bowing. I hate Mordecai. Surf!
Whoa!
Hey, man, what's going on? It is not Hey Man, it's Haman.
Oh, Mordecai.
I have had it with that Mordecai. I will take no more of him not bowing to me. I deserve him to bow, but he's not doing it. I've got to figure out what to do to change this. Oh, dude. No problemo, dude. Check this out. All you gotta do is kill the dude. I know. I mean, that's what I want to do, but how? The appropriate way. It has to be a very divisive plan. Well, I don't know about that. Oh, I got it, dude. Oh, have I got the plan for you, dude? Oh, this is a winner, man. This is a winner. You know the moon? The moon, dude. You know how, like, when that part of the year where it's, like, real big and it's real close to the earth? You following me, dude? Yeah, get a ladder, dude. Extension ladder. My uncle's got one, man. You can borrow it way. And you get that extension ladder, dude. Lean it on the moon. Grab Mordecai, dude. Tiptoe up the ladder and push him right off into the moon, dude. Ha! Ha! There's no air on the moon, dude. Ha! And your problems are over. Solved, man. I'll get that ladder for you, no problem. Oh, you are a perfect imbecile. It's about time you noticed my good points, dude. No. Oh, wait, no. I have it. This is it. You know, the king, he loves his holidays. Well, we can start a new holiday. I can have him write in a new holiday called the, well, let's be creative, Kill the Jews holiday. That will be it. He'll love it. He loves holiday. He won't know what Jews are anyway. It's fantastic. It's a perfect plan. Yeah, dude, I like the moon idea, but take off. If you need the ladder, just tell me, dude. Your Royal Majesty. Oh, Your Royal. Royal Majesty. Mwah. Oh, your feet are lovely. Mwah. You are really grossing me out, Haman. Get off! I need a towel. Hot water too, please. What do you want?
Oh, Your Majesty. Your Majesty, I am here to be at your service and to present to you a wonderful, wonderful idea. It is a new holiday. You will think it's fabulous. It's called Kill the Jews Day.
Kill the Jews Day? Huh, well, kill the Jews. What is that, a little bunny or something?
Yes, it's like that, yes. They're all over our kingdom, sir. It would be wonderful to have a holiday specifically for ousting them away from us.
Yeah, well, we got parties all over the place. Hey, well, maybe if we made it special. What if we had the little hot dog wiener franks at the party?
Yes, yes, very good, Your Majesty. Absolutely perfect. Would you sign it into law?
Of course. I love hot dog wiener franks. Here's my official seal. That puppy's law. We're having a holiday. Open the door.
Oh, you should have seen me, baby. Me and Officer Leach right there. Crouched. Waiting. Well, he wasn't crouching. He's a little shorter. But I was crouching. Yeah.
And right there, they were about to kill the king, and boom, we were on it.
Where's the paper? Where's the paper? Where's the paper? Here it is. Oh, boy, front page. Front page. Okay, back page. Phooey. Here I lost my one opportunity for publication in the paper. Hey, look at this. Esther is now the queen. She won the contest. What'd she do? Oh, she juggled fire, that sweetheart. She is so fabulous. Oh, look at, hey, a new holiday.
Oh, great. What is this? Kill the Jews Day. Oh, boy. I love holidays. You get off work. Kill the Jews? I am one. I'm going to pack my bags. Oh, I'm getting out of here. I knew underwear. Okay, here we go. I got to put my toothbrush in there. Here I do all these right things. I mean, I stopped the king from getting killed. It doesn't matter. Oh, I'm packing my bags. I'm out of here. I mean, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Who you know. Always who you know. Who you. I know the queen. It's my cousin. It's who you know, but I'm going to leave that bag packed just in case. And I'm not going to the front door. I think I'll sneak around the back. They don't know I'm the cousin. So, Esther. Whish, whish. Esther. Psst. Whish. Look over here. Esther. Oh, hey. When were you going to write me and tell me the news, huh? Wow, the queen, congratulations. Fantastic. You are marvelous. You are the greatest. Sweetheart, I needed to talk to you about something. Since you're the queen, maybe you could talk to the king about this little thing that, huh? You haven't talked to him. You're the queen. What do you mean? What, are you mad at him? Go talk to him. Huh? Wait a minute. I know that the king has this deal where he's got to put his scepter and everything, and you got to do that number, and oh, mighty king, but you're his queen. Sweetheart. I mean, I want to tell you something, Esther. This may be the very reason you were supposed to be queen is for this. You need to get in there, go up and do it, and I'm still going to keep my bags packed, but you go, girl. Do it. Do something. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. Okay, my head hurts, people. Oh, oh. Oh. I don't want to be interrupted. I got a headache. I'm mad. Nobody comes in here. Plus, I got all kinds of important work to do. Scribe, what's next? Are we going to have hamburgers or hot dogs at the company picnic? Let's see. Huh? Hey, who's that back there? I said nobody in... Oh, Esther. Hot dog, baby. Come. Hey, hot dogs. Hot dogs, we'll have that. Come on up here. Oh, look at you. Wow. You're one hot number. Hey. Have a seat right there. Well, I haven't got your throne ready yet. I didn't want you to have the same one Vashti had. Give me a break. Brand new one for you. But until then, right there. Hot dog, baby. It is good to see you. And you smell great. Ooh, I love that. That is fantastic. Honey, I'll tell you what. Anything you want up to half my kingdom, just ask me. Go ahead. You invite me over to dinner at the Queen's Shack, huh? That's great, honey. That's fantastic. Did you hear me right about wanting anything? Up to half my kingdom. You want me for dinner. You are one. What a woman. I'm telling you. And what, Haman, too. Oh, that pig. I never eat with that guy. Oh, he makes me sick. Is there any way to get around this, maybe? Maybe if I brought some jewels, would that? Okay. You're wonderful. Bye, Esther. Love you, baby. Haman?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Haman, we've been invited to a party.
Oh. Lovely, Your Majesty. Shall I bring the ice?
No, Haman, we're going over to Esther's house. She's invited us, you and me, together.
I am honored. Your Majesty, could I kiss the royal feet?
Yeah, you can kiss the royal feet. That'll be the last thing you're kissing for a while. Now come on! I'm gonna go eat. What's wrong with you anyway?
So Dave, King Ahasuerus and Haman are on their way to, it sounds like a fine meal, over with Esther. And we have to stop there, I guess, because we run out of time
right
for today.
But we're going to pick it up tomorrow. I am fascinated with what you do. You said you're a storyteller. Come on. You are more than that. You are alive, live, and well. Thank you for a great, great program. We'll look forward till tomorrow. Okay? God bless.